me parka. Looking for the crew, any mods will do. I got me parka. Quite feeling you got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me parka. The kids are all right, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me parka. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on boom. I got me parka. Well, I've got my parka, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in my neck. I only bought one because we made it. Spots a bit of fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. I used to be a punk, but now punk songs.
Shirt on his back. No, we ain't Little wings, The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass. Remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. And if the dam breaks open many years too soon, and if there is no moon upon the hill, and if your head explodes with dark foreboding, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. The lunatic is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade. You make the change. You rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
Just like that, it cuts out because it cuts out.
Wow.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas on 101.5.
UMFM.
UMFM. How are you, Captain Tech?
I'm doing great.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you doing, Penny Lane?
I've had better days, but...
But we're motoring along.
We're motoring on. We're keeping it real.
We are.
I had you blasting super loud.
I'm wow.
Like, why are you so loud? You're usually quiet.
Wow.
Anyway, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
We're everybody. Live in the booth.
We are live in the booth.
We're sitting here.
We are sitting here.
Headphones on.
With headphones on.
Ignoring each other.
Ignoring each other.
It's like, are you ASMRing everything I say?
Yes.
You can stop now.
Okay.
Okay. Or you can keep going.
All right.
We got an interesting kind of show. We talk about doing these shows often, and yet we never do. But you did one.
I did one.
Yeah. So explain to the dear listener why we're sitting ignoring each other with headphones on.
Okay. If you take the second song we played, Jimi Hendrix's Little Wing.
Yes.
So you get vocals in one ear.
Yes.
Music in the other ear, and then the music shifts. And same thing with Pink Floyd. It's just the way the music shifts through the headphones.
The mixing.
Woo, woo, woo. And that's all what the show is about today.
Oh.
It's about the sounds in the headphones.
The sounds in the headphones.
The way to listen to music.
the way to listen to music. Yeah, you know what? Like, when I think about it, I was going to say, people don't listen to music in headphones anymore, but that's a big kind of... It's wrong, but it's not.
Yeah.
Everybody's got earbuds, right? Yep. Hunter, our child, never has them out of his ears anymore.
No.
Those earpods or AirPods are like glued into his ears. I'm at work. What do I got on?
Your earbuds.
My earbuds. So when I say that people don't listen to music in headphones anymore, that's kind of a lie. They do, but they don't listen with a good pair of headphones.
Yes.
We are very lucky here at UMFM. We have good, radio station quality headphones, and you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
I have a pair of DJ headphones. And before I started dating you, I used to do this often. I would sit in my chair. It had a long cord. DJ headphones, you have this huge cord.
Yeah.
I'd plug it in. I'd go sit across the room, put a record on, and just blare it in my ears. And some of those records sound so good.
Right.
So I think there's people need to get a good set of headphones and do this every so often.
Yeah, because it's like you're listening to the music in your car or at home. And it's like you don't get to experience it of the music pounding through your skull.
Right. And I think we went and saw Alan Cross.
Yeah.
He's a great music historian. Amazing guy's knowledge. And I can't remember if it was that show or something I was listening to him talk about active listening, how people don't actively listen to music. Music is something in the background, right? And headphones, like these ones that we have on, encourage active listening because it is so, like you said, it's in your head. It's not going anywhere. So what do we play? We started off with Velvet Underground. Oh, Sweet Nothing.
Yep.
A lot of early Velvet Underground stuff, because it was very experimental, is good with the mixing. It's good for headphones.
Yeah, a lot of the 60s, 70s stuff is a lot of like that.
Yeah, which is so great. I love it. Case in point, Mr. Hendrix.
Yep, Little Wing.
And finish that off with Pink Floyd's Brain Damage.
Yep.
Fun fact, do you know the voices in that, the whole album, Dark Side of the Moon? There's like various talking throughout. Do you know the story behind that?
No.
I was trying to Google it to make sure that I get this correctly, but apparently Roger Waters was conducting just interviews with people who were at Abbey Road, because that's where they recorded this. So he had questions. He was recording just people talking. Rumor is, I want to double check, but do you know who was also recording an album at Abbey Road the same time?
I thought the Beatles were.
They were.
It was either Let It Be or Abbey Road they were recording.
One of the two. I can't remember. But there's apparently Paul McCartney on there.
Yeah.
And Linda. And I'm going to have to double check, because I'm digging this out of the abscesses of myself. So fun fact, it was just staff.
Yeah.
Anybody who was hanging around Abbey Road Studios at the time, he had a list of questions and was. Yeah. So there's your fun fact. We're going to continue on.
Yeah.
Everybody's going psycho right now about The Odyssey.
Yes.
Which is hitting theaters. Is it opening this
weekend?
It opened last weekend.
Yeah.
I've heard good things.
Yes.
It looks phenomenal. We're going to go Saturday?
Yes, we are.
We're going to go Saturday, so we'll get a full report. But that got us wondering, who the heck is Ulysses, right? I Googled it because I couldn't remember. Because you have a great track by Cream.
Yeah, here's the tale of brave Ulysses.
He's super brave, guys. Let's get some music going.
Please, music.
Get those active listening headphones on.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. Girl's brown body dancing through
run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter. Fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter.
Alas,
probably like the penultimate. I don't know if that's the right use of the word, but the like, you listen to that on headphones.
Yeah, that was trippy.
That was trippy.
Yeah.
Your microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Now I can
hear
you.
Hi, everybody.
I'm like, I can kind of hear you. He's okay. Welcome back. Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM. And we're talking about songs that are amazing in headphones.
Yes.
That one. Hands down. Yeah. There's, I've talked about it often because I think it's incredible, but everyone knows my love for Mad Men. And that scene where he, where Don Draper puts on this album.
Yeah.
And sits in his chair with a drink. And that's active listening, folks.
Yes, it is.
And it's a perfect like example because that song, when it came out, nothing like it before that.
No.
Like, can you imagine? You're listening to like Love, Love Me Do, and then a few years later, that.
And then 66 comes along and the Beatles just start.
67, the best year for music.
Yep.
Amazing. So yeah, that's Tomorrow Never Knows. Before that.
Was the Battle of Evermore.
The Battle of Evermore by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
I got a funny story about Led Zeppelin. I probably told this one too 1,000 times.
Probably.
When I first moved out on my own, I lived with my sister.
Yeah.
Prior to that, I was in like the BMG Music Club, right? This is like, get 10 CDs for a penny and then you have to buy so many absorbently overpriced CDs in a set period of time. Every so often though, BMG had some good sales.
Yeah.
And I got the Led Zeppelin box set for like a great deal. And my friend Aaron and I, at my sister's place, we're listening to Led Zeppelin. I can't remember. It wasn't that track, but it was one that did the like whipping around from side to side. And I was like, girl, you got to listen to this in headphones. I'm like, we don't have headphones. I was like, I got this. I took the damn speakers, put them on the floor, and we laid down between them and cranked it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was like, if you don't have headphones and you want to actively listen, do speakers. That. I am serious. They were like, and we're laying, my sister walked in and she just kind of looked at us, didn't say a word and just walked away.
Yeah.
It was typical for me, but that was a really interesting way to listen to it.
Yeah.
So I recommend if you have the space and the time, slap those speakers on the floor.
Yep.
Like headphones on either side of your head.
Yes.
It's
or just tape speakers to your head. There
I
you
mean,
go.
You can. They do make speakers small enough.
Yeah.
Just don't go too loud.
No.
Save your hearing.
Yes.
And before that, yeah, right? don't turn into a fucking, Pete Townshend moment.
Yeah.
Don't do that. And to start the one all off.
With Cream, Tales of the Brave Ulysses.
Listening to that, you know what I noticed the most about it?
Mm.
The drums.
Yeah.
They're very, like, forward in the mix, and you really, like, it almost feels like you're right there.
Yeah.
Good choice, whoever mixed that.
Yeah, that's a lot of the stuff. It feels like you're right in the middle of everything.
Yeah, when you really take a chance and, like, listen. Yeah. I love I love TikTok for numerous stupid reasons. But one of the ones I really love is when these TikToks come across my feed of breaking down songs.
Yeah.
And breaking down, like, okay, this is the drum track. This is, you know, the bass line. This is this. And this is how it all, weirdly enough, meshes together to make this beautiful thing, right?
Yeah.
Or samples, breaking down how a sample is made. It's crazy stuff. But when he starts, whoever's doing it, breaks down these 60s songs, it's always so interesting because there's so much going on. So much.
Yeah, like that Beatles track. I don't know what the heck was going on. There was a lot of stuff in there.
What it was is they had tapes. Again, I'm going to have to fact check myself. But from my understanding is they cut up tapes, literally cut up.
Yeah.
Recording tapes, threw them on the ground and taped, like scotch taped them back together. And that's that looping you hear with all the weird noises. They just taped it back together. That's what you get.
Crazy 60s.
Right? Not at all the drugs.
Drugs?
No.
These
it's
people
just
were clean, babe.
Totally clean.
Clean.
Anyway. So life.
Life.
What's going on? We're renovating our bathroom.
Yeah, that's going to start soon.
Ask us how thrilled we are. We'll be happy when it's done.
Yeah.
But right now, when you're looking at the sticker price and the sticker shock, it's like, how much? What? We don't need a shower. What are you talking about?
There's one downstairs.
There's one downstairs. Not really, but kind of. So yeah, we also went to the Great Outdoor Comedy Festival last weekend.
Yes, we did.
What did you think? We went for the whole weekend. We didn't go Sunday because it was just too hot.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I honestly thought the one night we saw last year was better than the whole weekend. Like, I'm not saying it wasn't good.
Yeah.
But we went last year for one night. We saw Martin Short, who's a Canadian icon.
Yeah.
And
John Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
Yeah.
And they were both hilarious, like peeing your pants, yeah. Hilarious. We went on, and it was so stupid hot this was the past weekend.
It was really hot.
Friday night was...
Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan. He's funny.
Yeah, he was pretty funny.
He was pretty good. I enjoyed him. We went Saturday afternoon to see...
Jeff Acuri,
who was a highlight for me.
Yeah, he was amazing.
He's hilarious, and I love his stuff. Like, it always comes again on my TikTok, yeah. And he's hilarious. Like, his crowd work is great. He did a lot of crowd work. We went back for the evening, and it was...
I think because it rained, so that's everybody... Maybe. It was probably just...
Yeah.
Felt,
meh.
Yeah.
The two opening comedians didn't really do it for me. They were okay. Like, I'm saying they didn't do it. I was laughing. Don't get me wrong. But the two headliners were Pete Davidson and...
Aziz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, it was good. Yeah. But it wasn't spectacular. But it was a good time, though.
It was a good time.
I will tell you this. That festivals ran really well.
Yeah.
Like, they're organized. It's a little expensive, the food and stuff.
Yeah.
But you go in knowing that. It's like any festival. But the organization, the volunteers, the person-to-toilet ratio. I never had to wait in line for a toilet.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's coming from someone who's like, I always, you know me. And if I'm in a new space, I'm like, where's the toilet? I just need to know. Yeah, it's a good ratio. Will we do the full weekend again?
I think so. Because it's like, you don't have to go every single day.
No, and that's the thing. They have a great early bird special. I think it's $99 again. That's why we did it.
Yeah.
And again, we didn't go on the Sunday because we got our money's worth, right?
Yeah.
And it was too getting hot.
Because if you see some of these comedians right now, like solo... Like,
oh,
you know, like Nikki Glaser is coming next month, and her ticket price is like $100.
Yeah,
for
and
one.
She did this festival or is doing?
Yeah, I think
it
she did last year.
Yeah, so you could have seen her for a steal.
Yeah.
So yeah, if comedy's your thing and you want something fun to do,
yeah,
we recommend it. It's casual. Yeah. It's fun. It's early bird tickets are on sale now, from what I've heard. I think to the 27th. So you've got.
So you got like 3 days.
Yeah, got a couple days left to decide if you want to go. What else is going on? Oh, what are we doing this weekend?
We are going to see The Odyssey on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to go see. We just booked our tickets for that. That should be interesting. On IMAX?
No.
Oh, that's okay.
We can't get seats for IMAX.
It's selling out, guys. So if you're interested in seeing, jump on it. Yeah, so we're seeing that.
And on Sunday, we're going to the Cook's Creek Renaissance Festival, I believe it's called.
Medieval Festival. Yeah. No, I sound unthrilled, but I'm actually excited. It's going to be fun. This is a festival. We don't... maybe we will eventually, but there's not enough demand for it to happen every year here.
Yeah.
So I think they do it every second year or every third year.
It was every 4 years before. I think they knocked it down to two now.
Yeah, because it's starting to get popular. Yeah. And it's out in Cook's Creek, which is about an hour and a bit outside the city.
I think about 45 minutes outside the city,
roughly. In this field with this beautiful Ukrainian Catholic church.
And a nice grotto beside it.
It's one of the largest Ukrainian Catholic churches in Canada, I think I read somewhere. It's beautiful. I grew up out there. It's beautiful. They have an area for unicorns.
Oh, unicorns.
They're going to have jousting.
Oh, jousting.
Which I'm actually kind of excited to watch.
Right?
Like, real jousting. Like, people who do this for a living.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you can make money jousting.
Hey, you know, if it was big back in the 1400s, I'm pretty sure that...
We're bringing it back. what else was there? There's tons of vendors.
Yep.
Every year that they do the festival, they do this grand feast.
Yeah, I think it's on Friday night.
It's going to be on the Friday night, right? And it's sold out. Don't even try.
Yeah.
But I had a friend talking to him. He went one year and he said it's amazing. Like, it's an experience.
Yeah.
It's like medieval times restaurant, but better.
Yeah.
But it should be fun. I think there may still be some day passes.
No, they
sold out. Oh,
they announced it this afternoon. It was sold out.
See, and I looked yesterday and there were still passes. So you're SOL'd, guys. But if you are going, have a great time.
Yeah.
I think Sunday the festivities start at about 11.
I think 11, yeah.
But what I was reading too is it is an active church.
Yeah.
So they said if you want to come early and attend service, you are all more than welcome. It's a massive church. It'll fit everybody.
I like to see a bunch of elves and
sitting at a Catholic church. At a Ukrainian Catholic church. But I read it was going to be in English that day. So.
Yeah.
Coming from somebody who grew up Ukrainian Catholic, count your blessings. It's not in Ukrainian.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ukrainian, I found out something crazy about myself this week.
You found out what your real last name is.
It's terrible. So I'm not going to say what my last name is. It sounds like musician.
Yeah.
But it's Ukrainian. And my sister was trying to do a family tree. She, during COVID, that was her keep myself from going insane hobby. She traced us all the way back to when our grandparents came over in the first wave, I think in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
She traced it all the way back to who came over, but we couldn't get past, on my dad's side, we couldn't get past that. We couldn't figure out, like, okay, well, where were they from in the Ukraine? Because when they came over, they anglicized our name.
Yeah.
Immigration saw it and was like, no way, Jose. Nobody's going to be able to pronounce that. And English thought, like, yeah, made it phonetic, basically. So we had no idea. We just hit a brick wall because we didn't know our last name.
Yeah.
She found it out by fluke 2 days ago and was able to now backtrack to find out where my great, 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 great grandparents are from.
So your last name went from six from 10 letters to 20 letters with one vowel.
With one vowel. It currently has three vowels.
Yeah.
The real one has one. If you don't count Y's. If you count Y's, it's got four.
Yeah.
So let that kind of sit with you. But it was kind of neat. Like, yeah, it was interesting to figure out exactly where my family came from. We now know exactly where my dad's family came from. We knew where my mom's came from. Fun fact, 30-minute drive from each other.
Yeah.
But yet they met in Canada.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Anyway, we should play some music.
Yeah, let's play some more
talking
music.
Talking about weird stuff. Speaking of weird stuff. Some King Crimson.
This song here,
yeah,
is a mess.
in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh gosh, Ted's a mess. No, it's a good mess.
Yeah.
But we're gonna give you a second to grab some headphones or to put those speakers on the floor.
Yep.
Or if you're driving, pull over.
Pull over.
Actively listen.
Yes. Here's 21st Century Schizoid Man. Da, 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 da.
It's playing, trust me, it just starts quiet. That's Daniel.
That's me. That was Teenage Wasteland by The Who.
No, no, Daniel, no.
No.
Babo O'Reilly by The Who. Before that,
21st Century Schizoid Man by King Crimson.
And we are out.
We are.
We got one more song for you, some CanCon.
Oh, yeah.
Some amazing Steppenwolf with Magic Carpet Ride. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you can catch us Monday on The Face.
You can. Making Mondays great again.
That's right.
See ya.
See ya. I like to dream.
Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across five regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Zuckerman's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Zuckerman's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Zuckerman's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue, but like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Zuckerman's.
Big Sun is back. That's right, kids. Winnipeg's wildest downtown carnival returns to Blue Note Park July 31st and August 1st for 2 days of incredible music, strange attractions, and all your favorite people in one place. This year's fantastic lineup includes Victoria's Freak Heat Waves, plus a whole slew of Winnipeg's finest, including Hut Hut, Stucco, Warming, Bland, Luana Moth, Compost, Ghost Twin, Goodies, Sam Singer, and Dre. And that's just the beginning. You can also expect wacky inflatable arm tube people, a dunk tank, food trucks, bubble machines, lasers, games, surprises, and plenty more weirdness all weekend long. Grab your two-day pass now for just $45 at 3common.com while they last. Don't miss the 4th Annual Big Sun Festival, July 31st and August 1st at Blue Note Park. Proudly presented by UMFM 101.5.
If the right sphere of the brain controls the left side of the body, and the left sphere of the brain controls the right side of the body, does this mean only left-handed people are in their right minds?
UMFM 101.5. Listened to by left and right-handed people.